Hello and welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm Dr. Lakshmi and today's episode is all about helping parents navigate the monsoon season, a time filled with both joy and hidden health risks for children. From fevers and tummy upsets to cough, cold and mosquito bites, the rainy season brings a surge of infections. But with the right precaution and timely care, your child can stay healthy, rain or shine. Joining us today is Dr. Suresh Kumar, Lead Consultant Pediatric Critical Care and Pediatrician at Yashoda Hospitals, a quaternary care facility. He's here to share his expert guidance on how to protect child's health during the season. So welcome to the program, Doctor, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Hello, hi.
So Dr. Suresh, tell me, why do illnesses in children spike during the monsoon and what makes the season particularly risky for them?
Because of the rains, there will be a damp weather, which makes weather conducive for viruses and bacteria to stay alive for longer periods. And because of contamination, a lot of waterborne diseases do occur. And because of the water logging, mosquitoes breed, which leads to mosquito-borne diseases. These are three important reasons which tend to increase the number of diseases after the onset of monsoon.
So what are some common monsoon illnesses that we get to see in children? And how do you think that parents can spot some early warning signs?
Let's begin with the mosquito-borne diseases, because this is a big menace across the country right now. Let's learn something about mosquito-borne diseases and then we will talk about how to prevent these. Some of the important diseases we talk about are dengue and malaria. In addition, we do see occasionally chikungunya also. All of these are easily preventable by avoiding waterlogging and by closing any water-containing vessels, or if there is a pool or pond, make sure that the water is not stored for prolonged periods, and make sure you use some sort of larvicides to ensure that mosquitoes are not breeding. And other important menace is open coconuts, a tender coconut which is eaten and just thrown away. That is a place where a lot of mosquitoes tend to breed. And make sure children are wearing full sleeves clothes, be it shirts or pants, and make sure they use personal protective measures like mosquito repellent patches or mosquito repellent bands or creams or sprays. But ensure that young children like infants should not be exposed to skin-based creams, because young infant's skin can be sensitive and that can lead to rashes. And second important set of diseases is waterborne diseases. Because of contamination, we see a rise in diseases like gastroenteritis, typhoid, hepatitis A. Again, it can be easily prevented. Make sure child is not eating any contaminated food or any chance of taking liquids which could have been contaminated. Try and avoid eating street food, especially if it is uncooked. Try and avoid taking juices or things where houseflies are around, because houseflies are the carriers of most of these mosquito-borne or waterborne diseases because of fecal-oral contamination.
And also respiratory issues often rise with damp weather. So how do you think parents can manage or prevent some common issues like cold or cough or breathing troubles?
Respiratory illnesses like bronchiolitis or wheezing, or an asthmatic child tends to present with exacerbations or worsening of symptoms. This can be taken care by taking timely vaccines and making sure that child is not exposed to crowds, or making sure child is not exposed to cold weathers or sudden change in weather, and making sure that child is not exposed to anybody who is unwell. Because for an adult, it could be a simple cough and cold, but for a child, it could lead to lower respiratory problems like bronchitis or viral induced wheeze or bronchiolitis, or worse, it can even worsen the symptoms of asthma. So timely vaccinations like influenza, that is seasonal flu shot, before the school begins or before the monsoon sets in, tends to decrease the hospital visits by about 80%. A child with asthma, if is not vaccinated against pneumococcal vaccine, it's always good practice to take pneumococcal vaccine early in the age. But if the child has missed it, there is no harm in taking the booster dose whenever child is about to go to school.
So what symptoms usually calls for an urgent medical care that you think every parent should know?
If child is breathing faster than what he should be, if child is not able to complete a sentence while talking because of breathing difficulty, and if his breathing difficulty or cough is worsening in the night and affecting child's sleep, activity or feeding, or high-grade fever lasting for more than 48 hours, oral intake decreased, decreased urine output, or any change in sensorium or mental status of the child. Or as a mother, if she feels that child is not being himself as compared to what he normally is, it's always good practice to visit a pediatrician and take appropriate medical assistance and guidance rather than taking the over-counter medications.
And also, Dr. Suresh, I'm sure, you know, most of us tend to delay doctor visits for some mild symptoms. So how crucial is timely medical care during, especially during the season, to avoid complications?
It's very essential to seek timely attention and advice, because some of the diseases, if they are delayed, it could be a simple flu-like symptoms. But if it is influenza which is causing symptoms, and if it is delayed, they can end up in complications like myocarditis or respiratory failure. So if child is not behaving himself, or it is, or the disease is not behaving in the usual milder forms as we assume or think, it's always good practice. And one advice, never take over-the-counter medications, especially antibiotics, because most of these fevers in children are caused by viruses. Antibiotics do not act as antipyretics. They just act against bacteria. They do not kill the viruses. So it's good practice to visit doctor if symptoms persist beyond 24 to 48 hours.
So thank you, Dr. Suresh. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today. You've made it clear that a little awareness, a bit of prevention, and the right timing can go a long way in protecting children's health this season. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into Yashoda Health Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe, share, and help other parents and stay informed. Until next time, stay safe and healthy, and don't let the rains catch you off guard. For more expert guidance, keep listening to Yashoda Health Podcast.
Thank you.